Track 56. Version 2.
Oh, hi, Lars. Listen, could I ask you a favour?
Uh-oh, I don't like the sound of this. Let me guess, you want me to work late again?
Would you? The thing is, I have this presentation to finish for tomorrow, and I need someone who's good at producing graphics to help me out with some of the slides. Frankly, you're so much better at this than anyone else in the office. I'd really like it to be you. It shouldn't take more than 2 or 3 hours. What do you say? Will you do it?
Look, Carmen, you're always doing this to me.
Always doing what?
Dumping extra work on me at the last minute. Why don't you ever give me any notice when you want me to do overtime?
Lars, I do usually give you notice, but this presentation just came up. I'm covering for someone who's away on sick leave, and I really need your help.
Oh, well, that's different then. No problem.
So you'll do it?
No, Carmen, I can't. I've got some people coming round this evening. It's my housewarming party, as a matter of fact.
Oh, really? And you didn't invite me?
You mean you would have come?
Of course not. I'm far too busy, Lars, battling on here on my own. It would have been nice to be invited, though.
Okay, you're invited.
Sorry, I can't come. I've got this presentation to get ready. And now my top team member's decided to put his social life first. It's going to take all night.
Look.
Oh, don't worry about it, Lars. I'll ask Joanna instead.
The new kid?
The new kid, yes. She's very competent, actually, and very keen to help out. The way you used to be, Lars. In fact, I'm thinking of sending her to the Rio conference with Angelique.
Hey, I thought I was supposed to be going to Rio with Angelique.
Well, that was before you lost your can-do attitude, Lars. I need someone in Rio who'll be an asset, not a liability.
Okay. I'll give you an hour, all right? Let's see how much of your presentation we can get done by 7. Then I have to go.
Thanks a million, Lars. I owe you one.